chill, but you know how I feel. You know my stance. Radio. No.
I can see you guys working together.
No, never.
Listen, DDJ is, he's a really, really, really smart guy. And yeah. Listen, man, I don't know.
No.
I just listen. He rolls with TFM, and I'm not going to be like O'Shea and be like, well, if you're cool with him, then right. You're not cool with me. But he's just not the kind of he's not really. I need guests to endorse my line of thinking,
yeah.
And I don't know where he stands on the whole sex doll thing. This guy, the guy is brilliant. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
I don't think he does that. I don't think he does. I think he womanizes. I think he's high level MGTOW.
Yeah, but being a met, see, my whole thing is being a MGTOW altogether. Why not just be a man? Why not just stand on your name?
Yeah,
yeah. But that's my
I
whole.
I think
MGTOW
is like eventually gonna have a lot of those guys convert over, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And don't get me wrong. Like we gotta be careful. Or at least I'm going to be careful. I try not to do too much complaining. I try to do more observational.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never fucking complain.
Hey, y'all, I was quiet. I was just quiet. I just chilled, man. Hey, Donovan, can you send me the link so I can post on my Twitter and stuff? Can you send me the link on the back end? Yeah, but I just listen, dog. I don't, I'm not trying to be disruptive. I was just listening and just chilling, man.
All right, give me a second.
Yeah, I'm going to post on my Facebook and Twitter and shit, so.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing. Yeah, I think the panel was a little big today, but I mean, it was good overall. Was
yeah,
good
I think he meant it. I think he meant for it to be big because, you know, it's kind of our year-end review.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Motherfucking O'Shea watched though. How did you know he was watching the whole?
Because if you put the at name and type in his first three word names, it shows that he's still in there. Yeah, yeah. You always see who's in there. Because when they leave, you can't tag them anymore.
Right.
So that's yeah.
When I saw him sending that super chat, I was waiting for you to say something.
Are you cleaning off your phone or something?
Yeah, sorry, I'm cleaning off my laptop. I'm like,
oh, okay.
Not
okay. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
Is it making a lot of noise? Sorry.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's like,
sorry, my bad. No. Dude, I'm like fighting off children. I'm like having a family vacation right now. So
yeah.
They're like shoving me pancakes and stuff.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah. Yeah, I saw you mentioned that pancakes were good. But
yeah.
But yeah, man, he watched the whole time because he thinks that something is afoot. And the interesting thing is that, and I'm going to send this to you through Facebook, Steve.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that on our last show, he kept trying to give me the salesperson tie downs. Like, yeah, in our next episode, we're going to talk about blah, 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 blah. And on this episode, we're going to talk about blah, 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 blah. I'm
right.
We never do this. Is what it is. Man.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
All right,
yeah,
Jonathan,
okay.
I'm gonna put the link in the chat in the
okay.
personal
chat.
I'm about to post now. So yeah.
So, dude, I think we're gonna get an influx of people because you advertised it.
Yeah,
yes,
and we're
gonna do this every week.
Yeah,
I'm
and saying,
sure
yeah,
knows.
And it's saying, just use the 515-605-9373 just
right,
this
cool.
week. Yeah, until you know, okay. until Donovan's up and running and stuff. But that's what's
yeah,
great.
Sometimes Blog Talk Radio is a little bit temperamental. All right, let's go ahead and do it, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'm ready.
Now I'll post the number. All right.
What's up, guys? It's your man, Donovan Sharp, and welcome to the special Saturday edition of TSR Live. We are doing the Redman Group After Party. This is after Redman Group episode, I think it was 47. We had a number of guests on. We had the usual suspects, Richard, Ryan, Rollo. DDJ was in the house, who was a very good guest. I was there. Steve was there. Jonathan from Modern Life Dating was there. Who else was there? Literally anybody. The only guy that was missing was Carl from Black Label Logic. But my guess is that he will come off. He'll probably join up on the next one. Anyway, guys, my two guests, of course, are Steve Dean Williams and Jonathan from Modern Life Dating. Go ahead and give the crowd a shout.
How's it going, guys? I'm on vacation right now. I'm on base in Wyoming and just doing this in the midst of my vacation. So if you hear kids or chaos, that's because the family's around. But yeah, man. Also, I've gotten some interest from guys who I'm going to Denver next week, and some people are interested in meeting up with me. So if you're interested, just hit me up on my Instagram, which is at Modern Life Dating, and then we can do some sort of meetup if you're interested.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, how you doing? This is your boy, the Dean, www.themanmindset.com. Sitting here chilling, guys. If y'all want to call in, we will have the number up, 515-605-9373, gentlemen.
If you guys want to contribute to the show, you can do that through the Streamlabs link. That's www.streamlabs.com/DonovanSharp and the number one. As you guys all know, any contributions I get during the show, it is split evenly three ways between myself and my guests. Of course, Steve will tell me, I don't need it, I don't want
nope,
it.
No, don't want it. Don't want it.
Streamlabs.com/DonovanSharp1. So the topic today was the year in review. State of the Manosphere. Yeah, the state of the Manosphere, more or less. Let me start with Steve.
Yes.
And of course, I mean, it was a big panel. And the reason we do these shows, these after parties, is just to give you guys a little bit more of us. Because we like, you know, because of course, on Red Man Group, it's sometimes very hard to get a word in edgewise because there's so many of us. No problem. This is how the panel works. But now we're going to give you guys a little bit more of a concentrated effort. Maybe you guys can get more of us. Steve, what changes did you see in the Manosphere in 2018?
You just say as far as the man mindset goes, or
how's the man mindset doing?
Yeah.
What's the state of the Manosphere as far as you're concerned? Well, trends, where do you see the Manosphere headed?
Well, I see it going in a good direction, because the thing I love the most is the camaraderie that we have amongst everybody. You know how we all are working together as far as, like I say, I love the current that we are. We're all different individuals, but we're thinking the same way, but it is a great support system. And it's really, really rare that we see that type of knowledge, or that we see that group of men with great positive energy, but also putting out great information. So to me, it's an honor to be with you and Jonathan and the Red Men Group and Rolo and all those guys out there, because I've never ever been around this kind of a group before. I've been in a small pocket, sure, but to be around a group of guys that are drama free, that have one way of doing things, and they're trying to force a narrative to help people, man, this shit is awesome, brother. That's basically it, man, for me.
It is, and I'll say this, as far as that's concerned, oh shit, I muted Jonathan. Jonathan, unmute yourself if you would. That was my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, the 21 convention, 21 studios, that's the future. It is the biggest collection of like-minded men, I think, anywhere on or off the web. You've got the real social dynamics, and what they do is cool. They teach guys how to pick up girls and this and that and the other, but we're teaching you what to do after you pick up the girl. Ways to improve your life, sustainable ways of life. I've lived that fast Vegas lifestyle. It's not sustainable. I did it for almost 9 years. I had my fun. I grew out of it. But at the end of the day, me, myself, I grew up. So this is sort of my contribution to Red Pill. Jonathan, what was 2018 like for you? Where do you see the Manosphere headed?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I view everything kind of probably weirder than most people do, but I just see men as a collective consciousness. Like, we're kind of like a hive mind on this earth.
Yeah.
And I feel like men in general are getting more and more red pilled. Like I said, I mentioned it on the show. PewDiePie calling out Alinity as being a Twitch thought, calling out all these Twitch thoughts that have men literally sending them thousands of dollars through Streamlabs, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars with these women lying to these people for over a course of years when they actually have a husband at home who's pimping her out, really.
Yeah.
They have that. That's a huge red pill moment. You know, I'm a diehard, massive Star Wars fan. And the whole backlash with The Last Jedi and the woman behind it is a woman. And she's gotten so much backlash from the fan groups and the fan bases online that are multiple, like, you know, factions of Star Wars fan groups.
Yeah.
And they all uniformly hate her, and they all see how she refuses to accept responsibility. When things are going wrong, you know, she said she's blaming straight white conservative males. She said, right, those are the reason that the movie is getting bad reviews. And then that is just red pilling people even at a more alarming rate. Then you have Alex Jones, who, massive competitors, Apple, Google, Facebook, all these companies that are massive, massive competitors came together and uniformly banned this guy. That's a huge thing as well. So I see more and more people are waking up. And of course, our God Emperor, my personal Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, that guy is just murdering the game. And people, you know, it's now the end of 2018, and the media has been 2 years nonstop attacking this guy.
Yeah.
And people, just common sense, people are like, why are they attacking the president? What, like, he has not been that bad. The economy's gone up. He ended the war in Korea. The South Korean president, President Moon, said, this man is the reason why our nations have come to peace after being in year, being in war. What was the Korean War, like 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, totally.
They've been at war for 40 to 50 years. So I think that more and more people are getting woken up. I think that the blue pill guys are slowly either becoming red pill guys or MGTOW guys, and I'm okay with that as long as they're not blue pill. I think slowly people are waking up, and I see momentum moving forward because ultimately red pill is on the side of truth, and we are entering like an era of truth. Like, you can't lie to people anymore. You can't be a bullshit scam artist because people can verify on the internet quickly. And that's why they're moving to like censor internet and stuff now. That's the only, that's like their last resort. They're trying to censor us, trying to shadow ban us. I explained on your show the how they shadow banned me on Instagram, and
yeah,
I complained.
You were red. I remember when the show started, you were a brilliant shade of magenta, and as you deflated, you started to return to your regular color. So that was good. That was good. We didn't have to call 911.
Yeah, I was pissed, and now the shadow ban is gone. Thank God.
Good.
So, yeah, I think overall that people are waking up. And then I think that more and more people are making shows. Like, you know, I talked to you and you talked me into the fact that I need to start my own show. And so in late January, I'll be starting Interview with a Man.
Cool.
And I think, you know, it's really everything's trending up for men. And I think that the pendulum is getting ready to swing the other way.
Yeah, I think we're at the point 2018 for me personally. It was a good year. I made a lot more money than I thought I would make. And because of that, I'm going to start to capitalize on some of my notoriety. One of the things that I'm going to be doing, and that's what we're going to talk about next, is I'm going to be slowly but surely, I've got to migrate my Patreon audience onto my website. It's not going to happen all at once. I've got some transitional things in place, so that people who follow me won't get lost in the, like, wait a minute, where did everybody go? Where's all of this content? It's going to be one smooth, hopefully seamless transition. Basically, I think I'm going to be branch swinging from certain platforms to my very own platform. So by the end of 2019, what 2018 showed me, gentlemen, as far as the Manosphere is concerned, is that, what's the name of the guy on Patreon? His name is Santoro, or his name starts with an S. That guy who just lost his Patreon?
Sargon of Akkad.
Sargon of Akkad. Or of Akkad. If it can happen to him, if it can happen to Milo Yiannopoulos, if it can happen to Roosh, and I don't think Roosh ever had a Patreon, but Roosh has been just about basically banned from the internet because of who he is. Now what we have to do at this point, we have to take these lessons learned, and we got to use our own platforms. No one's ever going to build another YouTube, but what we can do is we need to own our audience, because I don't own my audience on Patreon. Patreon owns my audience, because guess what? If they decide to flip the light switch and turn off my Patreon, guess what? That's it. My audience is gone. Of course, you sign up for the email list on DonovanSharp.com and all that other kind of stuff, and I'm going to be really, really pushing that. But what are your thoughts about 2018? I'll start with Steve here. What are your thoughts on 2018 as far as the deplatformization, banning people, censoring people, shadow bans? What did it teach you, and what moves will you make moving forward?
Well, one thing it taught me, Donovan, is that I'm doing something right. Because the rule of the game is that I don't want to be liked. I've always been brought up to be taught that if you have everybody liking you, you're doing something wrong. And the fact that I'm striking nerves in individuals, not just striking nerves as far as the hatred that I usually get on my stuff, is striking a nerve that showing them that
Steve the Queen, remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Steve, hey, I got Steve the Queen. I got,
you mean,
man,
Steve McQueen.
Yeah, McQueen motherfuckers. Right. That's what I'm saying. But it's amazing, because that's the driving force, man. But my thing is, I also get haters who, when they lift open the veil or look behind the veil after they hate me so much and they start to see the bigger picture, they then are saying, okay, wait a second, this guy is, wait a second, he's not as bad as somebody may say he is or what other people think, because my whole thing is I'm trying to get everybody to think single-minded, meaning don't follow the herd, follow yourself. Be your own guy and follow who you want, and don't be with the rest of the herd, because sometimes the herd can make you go over that cliff. But you do have a call in the queue whenever you're ready, sir.
That's what's up. What about you, Jonathan? You personally spoke about the whole shadow banning thing. What did 2018 teach you about platforms, deplatformization, that you will use moving forward in 2019?
We're winning. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Wait, listen, this is pathetic, dude. They have to cheat now in order to win. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, look, it's like you're playing, you have a boxer. The guy's roided out of his mind. He's grabbing the ropes. He's doing everything to win, but he still loses because he just doesn't have that edge that the other guy has. You're clawing, you're scratching, you're bending the rules.
But he won't go away.
But we're not going away. So here's what I've done, okay? You have to diversify your social media presence. Now, look, Gab is a huge threat. They tried to shut Gab down. Gab is still going. Gab is growing. Okay. So I'm on Gab. It's censorship free.
What is Gab?
I'm on Gab is GAB, the free speech Twitter. You can say anything on there. They never ban you. They never do anything. You have a larger following on Gab than I do on Twitter.
Wow.
Gab, I'm on Twitter now for the third time. Also, there's a website called BitChute, BitChute. PayPal has demonetized and banned BitChute's account because they say it's a hate speech platform, but it's not. BitChute, you can post whatever you want. I saw a woman get sucked into a machine in a factory in China. You can literally post anything on there.
Wow.
And they see this as a threat because that is where you get raw, hard truth. Alex Jones is posting on there. A lot of top YouTubers are posting on there. And finally, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, right? This is the cryptocurrency blockchain social media that is 100% decentralized. Minds is growing, and top creators are going there as well. Dave Cullen from Computing Forever.
Wow, really?
Dixon Hexen 666. A lot of these guys are going to these platforms, and these platforms are under the radar. I'm a super dork when it comes to this tech stuff, so I'm on the inside, seeing it at like these grassroots levels. But I'm telling you, that's going to be huge. You know, these sites now, YouTube. You know, ever since that woman took over, Susan Wojcicki, whatever, YouTube has been getting pretty bad. Like the public appearance of YouTube is looking bad. So I think overall, the censorship efforts are failing, and we are now at the point where you're going to start seeing some changes culturally. I don't know. I haven't been in the States in 2 years, and I'm in a more, you know, I'm in Wyoming and Denver right now. And I don't know. It could just be these areas, but I don't know if I've seen – I'm sort of noticing a little bit of a change in the atmosphere. I've only been here a couple of days, but I don't know. I feel like there's a change in the tide because even women are reaching out to me and asking me for help and stuff. And women are starting. Yes. Women are reaching out to me, and like I saw you in the Red Man group. I met a girl who lives in France, who is half Japanese, and who read the Rational Mail. She's a woman. She read the Rational Mail. She's 29 now, and I met up with her, and she was like, she was telling me her story, how she met. She looked for this information on the internet, and she bought Rollo's book and read it. This is a girl. So
even women are looking for answers. Shout out to DDJ making an appearance in the chat. I think DDJ was today's MVP on the Red Man group. That guy bought the fucking noise, man. But yeah, just like you said, Jonathan, to continue with your thought, even women now are starting to they're and I don't know how prevalent this is, but the fact that women are now reading books like The Rational Male. That to me is telling.
Yeah, I think, like I said, dude, humans are always – look, you get on the internet for one of two things. You look for truth or you look for entertainment. And the red pill is the truth of all truth. It's the filthy, dirty, hardcore truth that not everybody wants to believe that's real. And we're on the side of the truth, and the truth always wins. So, you know, we're going to be, I think, seeing big change. I definitely see Trump winning in a landslide, which I know we're not supposed to get political, but that's part of this game as well.
Yeah.
That's part of this game as well. The fact that he won, even after saying grab her by the pussy, which, by the way, if you're famous, they will let you do that. That's hypergamy 101.
They want you to.
It's hypergamy 101. So that, I think we're going to see a massive landslide, and I think – like I said, people are waking up. I think we're ready to see like a huge, huge revolution in just human consciousness.
Okay, good stuff, man. You guys are listening to TSR Live on a special Saturday. We're doing the Redman Group episode 47 after party. I, of course, am joined by Steve the Dean Williams. Got Jonathan from Modern Life Dating in the house. Real quick, so women, let's switch to another year in review question. Women, have women gotten better or worse in 2018? Steve, your wife, how do you feel like sexual relations have changed in 2018 that we're going to have to adjust to in 2019?
Well, you know, we're all about tough truth. All right. So this is how I'm a Trekkie, and I do watch Star Wars too, Jonathan. I'm a big nerd like you are, but these women, what a lot of guys slip up and think is that these women are stupid. They're naive, but they're not stupid.
Right.
And what these women are doing, and if y'all really think about this, when we were young kids and we were watching our cartoons, eating our cereal, and playing with our Star Wars action figures and shit, what were these women doing? How many ways you can get a guy? How many ways you can kiss a guy? They've been studying us way before we have, and what they are learning now is they're learning that either you are a man or you're not. And there's no middle ground here. And if you are not a man, you're prey. You are the thing that companies love, because they know all they got to do is add a titty or an ass to a product, and your dumb ass is going
to
buy it.
And it doesn't have to be too that, big.
Right. Exactly. So what they're starting to do is they will submit to men, but they will run the weak. And what I'm starting to notice is they're getting stronger with that. Now, again, we are enemy number one, because the problem is that as men, we're here teaching men what women need, whereas everybody else are going with women want. And women don't want the secret of need out there, because what a woman needs is to shut the fuck up, submit, serve, give some sex, and, you know, shut the fuck up. But that's what they need to do. But what they want men to understand is that we got to buy them dinners, drinks, kiss their ass, pull off our fucking spine, and apologize for everything we're doing. So it's kind of a weird thing going on right now, real quick, Donovan. That's all I want to say is that if you're not a man, you're prey. You're fucked, bottom line. But if you're learning how to be a man, you're going to be okay, because you are in safe hands with guys like us.
Very good. Jonathan, your thoughts?
I think overall they're waking up, and honestly, I think I think my value is going up, because as I meet these more.
I mean, dude, if I were homosexual, I'd be you.
I just think that, you know, the way I carry myself, like that for the guys who want to take this seriously and listen to us, like our good Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, man. If you can become like us on this panel, the only problem you're going to have is allotting your time to all the dates that you're going to be able to get. That's the only problem you're going to have. And then eventually you're going to get to the point where you're like, okay, like I'm kind of sick of this. And then you're probably going to start settling down and then passing the information forward. I mean, like what the guys on the panel here are doing it.
Right.
So I just think, in regards to women, I think that they are now more than ever, they're starting to realize people are waking up to their bullcrap. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I think a couple of years ago, they would still be able to get away with it. But more and more guys are like, hey, you know what? You're all about this equality. So why don't you pay half? Or, you know, like, why should I give you preferential treatment? Man, I want a boat to sink, and I want all the men just to take the rafts. And like the women just be like, the women and children have to fend for their own. That'll red pill the world real quick.
Well, yeah, listen, with, you know, I think creature comforts have blue-pilled the world, right? I mean, with the inventions of, you know, just to make life easier for housewives, the vacuum cleaner, the washing machine, et cetera, women naturally had extra time. You listen, back in the 40s and 50s, it used to take a woman all day to clean her house. And she did it dutifully and willfully. Get the kids back home from school. You give them snacks. Husband comes home from working on the railroad all the live long day. But because of the advent of inventions that make life easier for everyone, I think that in small part has certainly fueled that. Shout out to Rob Cruz with the $5 contribution. Says Happy New Year, you filthy animals. Very good. What was that from Home Alone 2, right?
Yeah.
Home Alone 2. So shout out to Rob Cruz with the $5 contribution. We appreciate that. Again, if you guys want to contribute to the show, www.streamlabs.com/Donovan Sharp and the number one, that's streamlabs.com/Donovan Sharp. And the number one, my view on women in 2018, I can't really say. All I can go on is what my consultation clients are telling me. I've been in a monogamous relationship, live-in cohabitating relationship now for the last year and a half. So I haven't really been out there. I haven't been game at chicks, but I probably had close to 200 consultations this year alone. And one way that women have changed, or at least one obvious way women have changed, is that now every woman has a rape story, right? I had one consultation client that did it on six straight dates where all women tell me that they were raped. And the reason why that all women have a rape story is because sexual assault is becoming a very broad and ambiguous term. If you graze a woman's ass, that's sexual assault, but the public doesn't see it that way. We equate that with rape. Well, all I did was graze her ass, and that was incidental. Another way that women have gotten worse in 2018 is that you can't really approach them in bars anymore. Again, according to my consultation clients, like if you meet up with a girl, like bars now, and I think Rusha said this, bars now are not a place for people to commingle and meet. Bars are now there for people who are in online dating to meet up. That's all it is. So if you walk up on a girl at a bar who's on her phone, she's doing one of two things. She's either swiping right for the next guy she's going to meet at that bar, or she's texting the guy who's meeting her at that bar. So if you strike up conversation with her, unless you're a Donovan or a Steve or a Jonathan from Modern Life Dating, she's really not going to pay you much mind. So women have become worse in that regard. I will say this, though. How women have changed in 2018 for the better is, Jonathan, you nailed it right on the head. They are starting to seek out male advice. They're understanding now, wait a minute, we've listened to women now for the last 60 plus years, and it's gotten us nowhere. Relationships are in the shit, and we can talk about how feminism is good for women. They know feminism has fucked up society. They don't know where else to go. And the only other place to listen, the only guys they're going to listen to are high value guys. They're not going to listen to the nerds. They're not going to listen to the guys that are incels, low level MGTOW, things like that. They want it. The only way to find out how to get with guys you want to fuck is to listen to guys you want to fuck. I get all kinds of trolls and haters calling me on O'Shea's channel. Oh, you hate black women and this and that and the other. No, sweetheart, you want to fuck me. That's why. This is why you're listening to the show. Let's take another turn here. In 2018, hashtag Me Too took a little bit of a hit because Asia Argento, and of course, you know, used to be married to the late Anthony Bourdain, she apparently had sex with an underage boy. I think he was 17. She was 36 or something to that effect. Anthony Bourdain pays this kid nearly $400,000 of hush money. And of course, Asia Argento, she was one of these front runners of the whole hashtag Me Too movement. So Me Too has taken a bit of a hit, and I think it was Pamela Anderson also who spoke out against hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Me Too has really been pushed to the forefront the last couple of years. In 2018, I think it took a few steps back. And shout out to Freelance Run with the $5 contribution. Says for the Red Pill Renaissance, appreciate Freelance Run, the original TSR OG. Steve Dean Williams, what are your thoughts on hashtag Me Too? Does it have more or less credibility going forward here in 2019?
Well, as a man, I don't give a fuck about Me Too, because that shit has nothing to do with me at the end of the day. Because, well, one thing I stress is that I never try to put myself or my clients in situations where they can lose their job. But I always feel like outside your job, I'm going to approach you. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care. As long as that's not at the job and I can't, you know, again, I don't want anyone losing their jobs over these bitches, but at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about Me Too. That's just asking me about the weather in fucking Russia right now. You know what I mean? I don't. Look, they can have their movements, but It has nothing to do with me, dog. It's none of my business.
Listen, good answer. I like it. Jonathan, you are – listen, you're probably the most savvy in terms of social media and platforms. With your ear to the ground, so to speak, what kind of credibility does hashtag MeToo have? Does it have more or less credibility?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat that this is not an organic movement. This was engineered 100%. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. And for me, I think, you know, I sense desperation. And in 2018, Me Too started, and then everybody getting Me Too. The girl at Starbucks is Me Tooing her boss. The veterinarian is Me Tooing the guy who brings in his cat. Like, everybody's
right.
Me Tooing.
Bader Ginsburg is Me Tooing Abraham Lincoln.
Everybody's Me Tooing it, and now, like I said, we live in the age of truth. We live in the age of the internet. Look at this Asia Argento thing. This lady was the loudest, most nastiest person talking about this. Then she gets her beta loser guy, Anthony Bourdain, to pay the hush money.
Wow.
And then what does she do in return? She goes and cheats on him with some Italian reporter. Beta dude finds out and he hangs himself. So those kind of, like, you know, the mainstream, maybe they don't hear that full story, but that small amount of guys that hear that story and see the red pill truth behind it, those guys are forever woken up. And we're just winning these incremental gains. And we're an unstoppable army, in my opinion, because we are waking up. And look, this thing, if you want to catch a guy's attention, mess with his money and mess with his sexual life. And you'll catch the guy's attention real quick. And that's what's happening right now. These dudes are waking up. They're pissed. They're like, dude, I'm smarter than even these dorky MGTOW guys. At least they're like, you know what? I'm smarter than these girls. I'm faster. I'm stronger. And I'm supposed to treat them as the superior. That makes no logical sense. And they're getting on the internet. They're making these MGTOW crybaby videos. But hey, at least they're red pilling people with the truth.
Yeah.
So Me Too, I think Me Too is already dead and over. It's a fad. They try to make it work here in Japan and people are just like, shut up. Shut up. We're not doing it.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. Straight up, make me some tea, because the women in Japan make the men tea at lunch. So make me some tea. Shut up. And these girls look like, you know, just from an outsider point of view, you know, they did a survey. I love to talk about this. They surveyed Japanese girls in Japan. They're like, what are your career aspirations? Right? It's some American loser company. And they're like, yeah, we want to go to university to find a good husband and get married and have children. They're like, what? What about your empowerment? What about this? Like, we don't want to do that. Why would we want to be slaves to a corporation our whole life? We want to have kids and have a family. So I think, like I said, man, desperation. Like I said, when we talked about the Minority Report, when that old lady was strangling that plant, and she was strangling it, and then eventually it cut her to release itself. I think that's what's happened. These people, whoever's in charge of this feminism nonsense, because I believe it's an engineered thing. I don't think it's organic. I think that they're getting desperate. They're trying to rush it. They're pushing out these transgender these children, and they're trying to advance the programming too fast. And I think people are waking up, man. I don't see this happening to everybody. I think that we're reaching critical mass, as you mentioned today on the Red Man Group. And the correction is now starting to come. I think the Trump presidency was the first line of defense.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the second term is going to continue, and we're just going to see things get better. So just stay true to yourselves, guys, and hold out. Like, it's going to get better, in my opinion.
All right. We got a couple of guys on the phone lines. Before we do that, shout out to Pug Dad with the $10 contribution. Says, keep doing what you guys do. Love from Vegas. So shout out to Pug Dad with the $10 contribution. Also, shout out to Charles Caballero with the $9 contribution. Says, thank you all for a game-changing 2018. Again, Charles Caballero with the $9 contribution. Let's go ahead and go to the phone line, Steve. What we got?
All right, we got 910-408 and 307 all in the queue. 910, you're on, sir. What's your question, sir?
Hey, guys, great show today. I love the after parties. Love the sweater also that MLD is wearing. So,
thank you.
Yeah, no, this is HDJ. I made a few comments in the Red Man group. Specifically, when we were talking about how, you know, the politics and everything of this turned into a Cold War, my biggest concern, and it's kind of framed in a question here, is being vigilant, you know, like we are hopeful and probably, you know, reading the crystal ball a little bit, you know, one-sided that Trump will, you know, take on and win that next election. But, you know, the risk of what you guys are talking about right now is where, you know, I kind of come to a crossroad of not knowing what to do, especially starting up my own business. You know, thanks to Donovan, you know, with that encouragement. But when, how should I proceed forward, you know, with, you know, that, you know, what if, you know, scenario of, hey, look, you know, the populace tries to get in there after if Trump doesn't win, or even if the government turns into, you know, central or, you know, banning YouTube and groups like this, how do I protect myself first? And, you know, like with what you're saying, Donovan, and what you're going through right now, and what you're trying to do is trying to swing it over to your, you know, your website. What are good steps to go on that aspect? Because at the end of the day, what scares me, and I don't think a lot of people are thinking like this right now, because we are low key. We aren't really at that level of being labeled something crazy, which I think the left could do that if they got a chance to take away this, you know, this movement of even like domestic, I don't even want to say the word, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, we've got,
sure.
If you want to
yeah.
go into, and you know what I'm saying? Like, so how do we protect ourselves as a beginning entrepreneur, and you know,
yeah.
what course
well,
of action should we be taking
this.
Towards that?
I think the only way to really protect yourself or the only reason why you'd have to protect yourself, are you planning on starting some sort of a red pill blog, something that has to do with red pill related content, or is it something else?
So yes, and I'm not sure if you got a chance to see some of the correspondence. I think I responded in your Patreon once, and trying to be funny and everything else. You know, going through, and you know, I've had some experiences in the last 3 weeks here. You know, and I deal with some younger adolescent male personalities, and you know, when I see them drift away from home and then have to go back home for the holidays, you see the intuition and gut feeling of why they're not performing the way they should be. And then when you find out that, you know, you have a kid, you know, goes through some heart, you know, some hardships and everything else like that, that it was about a girl. And, you know, and then when you go back and you're able to, you know, as an older person that's been through the same shit, you go back and you look at this and you're like, okay, well, that's what I have to offer to that demographic, you know, like, you know, bring in the red pill awareness, not in namesake, but using the strategies and everything else to get them.
Oh, okay. This. Well, 901. All right. Thank you, 901. Let's go ahead and answer that question. Donovan.
My advice is simple. There's not, and Rollo actually talked about it briefly today on the Redman group, is that you have to have a contingency plan. You cannot put all your eggs in one basket. If you decide to create red pill related content, you're going to have backups and backups for the backup. So you're going to have to be on, YouTube. You're going to be on Gab, BitChute, Minds, I think. That was something that Jonathan had pointed out a little bit earlier. Not only that, you have to have more than one income stream, right? So try to make revenue off YouTube for as long as you can before they boot you. Be on multiple social media. But I believe that the end all, there really is no end all be all. If they really want to kick somebody, if they really want to cut you off at the knees financially, they could, unless, of course, you get a merchant account. If you get an online merchant account where people can use their credit or debit cards to pay for, you know, to pay a monthly subscription for your material, that to me would be the most characterized fail safe. So number one, you got to diversify. You can't just be a one trick pony. I learned that very difficult lesson earlier here in 2018. They took down both of my YouTube channels. I had close to 20,000 subscribers between the both of them. Now, for whatever reason, I could see the writing on the wall and I knew eventually it was going to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen when it happened. So that definitely caught me by surprise, but I already had a contingency plan in place. So how to protect yourself, make sure you have more than one platform, more than one stream of income. Dude, email list, email list, email list. websites and email lists. If you get banned off one platform, let everybody know. And I always let my guys know, hey, if I get banned on YouTube, go to DonovanSharp.com, check it every hour on the hour. I will have updates as to where I will be broadcasting. I have multiple underground platforms that aren't out there, but they let me still stream to the internet through my website. So I know that come hell, high water, or both, I'm never, ever going to be off of the internet in that regard. I would also get your own merchant account. Listen, you can take payments from YouTube, you can take payments from PayPal. You can take payments via Stripe. You can take payments via Bitcoin, cryptocurrency if you want to. Cryptocurrency is probably something that's in the work, but if it works, if you can do that, they can't ban you on that. They can't say, hey, we're going to take away your cryptocurrency. But PayPal can ban you. Stripe can ban you. But your own processor, your own merchant account, they can't just say, okay, well, people are protesting what you're selling. Really? So pornography sites aren't getting banned as well? So that's my piece of
it. Yeah, I'll just jump in there too. Look, dude, just to be quite honest, you sound like a slightly defeatist in your mindset.
Yeah.
You have to just, like, you just have to – Gary Vee said something about this, and it applies to life in general. He says there's two types of entrepreneurs, okay? There's bullshit entrepreneurs that complain about the state of the game and stuff you can't change. And then there's real entrepreneurs who acknowledge the rules, and then you start creating and developing around it, okay? Look, there's tons of guys. Look at Black Label Logic. Look at Illimitable Man. Look at Turd Flinging Monkey. These guys are all heavy hitters in the manosphere, and they all run anonymous accounts. So run an anonymous account. You know, you clearly have been making a living before you started doing the Red Pill blog. So continue to do what you're doing for your private earnings. And then in addition to that, start anonymously. You don't need to put your face out there. Only guys that are like just super confident in their abilities to deliver, like the men on this panel, put their face on the internet. I'm openly welcoming attacks because I'm just going to broadcast it to the world.
Yeah, it means we're doing like, right.
Yeah, it's just like what Gandhi said. You know, Gandhi said, just show the people the wickedness that they're coming against you. Like when these people were shooting up they were shooting him with fire hoses and they were really doing violence to his peaceful protest. You just show the world, like, these people are viciously attacking men who are trying to do good. We're not, dude, no guy in the Red Pill group is like, hey, take your woman home and beat the hell out of her and like treat your children like shit. We don't say that. We're saying be good fathers, be a strong man, be a physically strong man, take care of your physical body unit. Like, we are giving good advice that is counterintuitive to what these corporations want. The corporations want you fat, sick, and stupid and sexless. Those are the big four right there. So they can pimp you with their pornography. They can pump you full of the drugs with the diabetes and stuff because, you know, losing weight, you know, you healthy people don't buy medicine.
Right.
Right. So these are all things that they're trying to do. But ultimately, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, dude. Change your defeatist mindset. Realize that you have to change the way you think. We are on the winning side of this because we're on the side of truth. And I personally believe that we're going to win this thing. It's just going to take some time. But I also think that when we realize the death of feminism, because now we have such heavy documentation of the internet, I think that it's going to pave the way for a brighter future of humanity, because the internet never forgets.
That's right. Very good.
Yeah, I've been doing this for over 25 years, man, and I've only got banned one time, and that was in the early 1999, when I was on CFRO in Vancouver, Canada, because the program director's wife didn't like what I was saying. So when I got off the regular FM station out there and I started doing MP3.com, I started doing my own thing. But like everybody's saying, is you sound defeated because you're worried about the weather. Fuck the weather. What we're trying to tell you is eyes fucking forward. Don't worry about what's going to come at you as long as you keep on your narrative and your principles. The most important thing is to keep you really off the radar is, look, if you're not bashing women, you're okay, because in my opinion, that's all I've been doing. Not bashing women, but I've been talking to men on how to be better men. I sometimes talk about women here and there, but as long as I'm talking about men, I don't give a fuck what happens. But
everything
falls into place. But like Donovan said, like, it's funny because Donovan got banned. He came up with another Facebook. He finally came away.
Your idea.
Yeah, it was my idea, right?
Hey, I'm a round three of Twitter.
Round three, baby. I'm on round two.
Yeah.
I'm on round two on Twitter. I'm not that Twitter
yeah,
page.
Yeah.
I'm not a three-time
but
felon yet.
Y'all see the fucked up shit I post on Facebook that go on Twitter, and they haven't fucked with me yet. So I'm just saying for that caller right there, don't be defeated. Keep your eyes fucking forward. Stay on your narrative and don't give a fuck about what's happening. The warrior, right, the warrior must always prepare himself for loss as well as victory, big dog. That's all I wanted to say.
Good stuff, man. Shout out to Kevin Ibanez with the $6 donation, the $6 contribution. It says, you guys kick ass. All right, very good. Let's go back to the phone lines.
All right, up next, let's see here. Up next, 408, and then we have 347 after that. 408, you're on with the group. What's up?
Hey, what's good, Steve? Hey. My name is Armando, a.k.a. You Down With OPP. How you doing?
Hey, you're on with everybody. Yeah, you're on with everybody, the fam. What's good with you?
Oh, yeah, okay, man. Yeah, I'm a regular, man, so I just was, you know, giving that a shout out and wanted to acknowledge something that you said earlier. You said that, you know, if you have everyone liking you in this life, in this world, then you ain't doing something right. And that, to me, hit home. I had a consultation with one of the gentlemen in the panel, not to go too much into detail, but a lot of that within that sort of consultation, I just want to remind people that when you develop a red pill lens, you're like automatically putting yourself in a situation where, you know, you're not going to make a lot of friends. And I think that's a very important lesson to remember, especially coming on the new year.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. What y'all take on that, guys?
Yeah, he's right. That was largely what my 21 convention speech was about, was the residual costs of living the red pill life. And, you know, listen, a lot of guys, they see guys like us and they say, oh, these guys live kick-ass lives. They live life on their terms. They do this. They travel. They, you know, get girls. They have good women, et cetera, et cetera. And listen, man, the spoils are great. The benefits of living the red pill life are absolutely, they're wonderful. But there are costs. And one of those costs is that you're not really going to make a lot of friends, because not many men think like us, or at least they're not willing to admit that they think like us. And if they do, they do it within the recesses of their own mind or at home or on the internet. So this is why I feel lucky to be associated with guys like you, because I can speak freely. But yeah, Armando makes a very, very good point in that when you actually start living the red pill life, be prepared for a little bit of maybe temporary to extended isolation, because that is soon to follow. Listen, the benefits are innumerable, but there is a price to be paid, like with everything in life.
John,
yeah, and you know, look, guys, this makes me really sick to my stomach. Sorry, I'm gonna be very honest. So, like, you guys need to stop being such pussies. All right, our grandfathers got on a boat and they boarded the beaches of Normandy. The walls came down from the boat, and they were met with machine gun fire. Certain death is what they march towards. What are you marching towards? A little bit of discomfort? You telling me you couldn't get a job as a ditch digger or a construction helper or something off the grid if it really came down to that? And is your physical comfort worth more than like the big picture of having the type of life that you want? I mean, look at me. You know, you can say all these things you want about me, about how I'm, you know, really uncensored in my speaking. But you know what I decided, you know what, screw it. I'm going to move to Tokyo. I'm invincible there because I'm an amazing teacher. I'm bulletproof. They can't call these Japanese companies and complain to me because these losers don't speak Japanese. So, I mean, you know, just don't be so petty and worrying about, oh, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? If your life already sucks, then it's not going to get any worse than the mental hell that you live in as a man who is like not fully come out and like really, you know, actualized your masculinity. You haven't experienced like ultimate submission to women. You haven't had women show up to your house with like a grocery bag full of stuff. Like, I'm here to cook for you and then clean and then massage and then be your sexual doll. Like, you're like mm-hmm. your slave mm-hmm. for the next 3 hours. Like, that's the kind of stuff that all three of us, I know we've had happen.
Yeah.
I know all three of us have had women buy us stuff. I know all three of women have had women prep food, massage us, like completely submit to us mentally, physically, psychologically, which is yep. the most important one. So I live this life. The guys in this panel have lived this life. I know ruthless game. And I'll tell you, the guys on the Redman group with the most game are these two guys right here. I'm not just saying that to kiss ass anybody, okay?
Oh,
these guys are – no, I'm serious. You guys are gorilla pimps, bro. You guys have got the tip-top game of anybody on that panel. I know, like, whatever. It sounds like a taking sides, but
– oh, my God. Modern Life Dating spoke out against the Redman group.
Yeah, I know, right? Here comes the panel. Here comes the media.
Right, Richard Cooper's at your door. I'm sorry. What did you say? What was that?
But, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that type of lifestyle we live, we got it by just looking at the options that life had presented to us. Like, okay, do I going to live life as a simp, as a blue pill little punk?
Yeah.
Or am I going to go towards what I want? And that, you know what I wanted? I wanted to go to Japan, and I wanted to be the man. I just wanted to have legions of Japanese girls, like, ready to roll. And I do.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of balls for me to get on that plane with $2,500 in my pocket and just hardcore determination to get out there and do it. But I made it happen. I'm nothing special, man. I came from a broken family. I come from a very poor family. Right. You know, never met my dad, raised by a single mom. I overcome all the odds, and I don't think I'm anything special. So right. I can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, I just want to say that, unfortunately, every year since I can remember on the 24th, I keep getting visited by this guy named Jacob Marley who keeps trying to fucking show me my past, present, and future, trying to change trying to change my ways to be good to all these people. And I'm like, fuck that. No. Being a man is a lonely road that you motherfuckers got to realize that you've got to take on your own. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose family. You're going to have guys' wives want to sleep with you. You're going to have their girlfriends want to sleep with you. That's all part of this shit. But you got to realize at the end of the day, these bitches, everybody, they're just a perk. They have nothing to do right. with your manhood. Everything that you do and you going up that mountain has everything to do with you. Don't ever sit around and with this poor me bullshit, because as men, we ain't here to give you chicken soup and coddle you and tell you everything's okay. We ain't gonna do that shit. No, we ain't. I know we ain't. We ain't gonna do that shit. What I'm saying is this, is that I don't care if I'm not liked. All I care about is me. I'm the sun, moon, star, and if you ask Donovan, and if you ask my dog, J-Dog over there, you ask them that, they will tell you the same fucking thing. I am all things. I am the sun, the moon, the stars, and you can't tell me different. And that's what makes you win at the end of the day. It's your attitude towards things. As soon as you put in that poor me, or as soon as you put in that excuse, or as soon as you start to blame, as soon as you lack victim responsibility and accountability, you lose. I cannot relate. Donovan can't relate. And motherfucking J-Dog can't relate to y'all. We can only relate to our own that speak our own language. That's all I wanted to say about that, man.
Yeah, listen, I pay my rent to Steve. Like, when I drop off my rent check, it goes to Steve.
Yeah, and I send it to Jonathan. I pass it on to Jonathan.
any more callers?
Yes.
I got a couple more
talking. Okay, yeah, you got three. You got two more in the queue, sir, whenever you're ready.
Let's do it.
All right, next in line, we got 347, then 754. 347?
Hello. Hey, what's up? How's it going, y'all? Can you hear me?
What's good? Yes, sir.
Hello. Hi, hey, how's it going? How's it going, y'all? How's it going? Yeah, I want to touch on two things. One, Steve, I definitely agree with you, because when it comes to the Me Too situation, I don't give a fuck about it either, too, because, you know, I feel it doesn't pertain to me, because I never force women to do what they want to do, and I don't even fuck with females I work with, unless I'm in the porn industry, and I'm getting paid to fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, never fucking go because you're listening to porn. Yeah, that's good. And, hey, exactly. Listen, hold on real quick. I can guarantee you there are going to be porn stars who are going to try and hashtag Me Too some of their fucking co-stars. Dude, I'm telling you, it's coming. Listen, Jonathan, you talk about desperation. This is that desperation. Porn star XYZ, whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, I was sexually assaulted by whatever the fuck his name is on the porn star. And we're going to take her seriously. We're going to be like, really? Seriously?
All right, 347, what's your question, big dog? What's your question?
I'm going to talk about what Donovan should have said. That kind of just happened right now, and it kind of backfired. Her name was Stormy Daniels. He's trying that with Donald Trump.
Yes. Wow. He did try to hashtag Me Too the president.
All right, well, thank you, 347. We appreciate your call, brother. We got 754 and 8547 whenever you're ready, Donovan.
All right, let's talk really quickly.
Okay.
A couple more events that happened in 2018. The Tinder mass date hoax in New York City. where the girl gets 100 different guys to show up to New York City, Central Park in New York City, if you guys remember that. She's eliminating them off one by one. If you're this height, you got to go. If you look like that, if your name is James or whatever the fuck your name is, you got to go. My thoughts on that, that just speaks to, listen, it's not that she got all these guys to agree to a Tinder date. This just goes, and women always like to, they always like to contend that men cheat more than women, that men get more sex than women do, that we're bigger sluts than they are. One woman managed to get like 100, or I forgot how many there were, but there were a shitload of men who all showed up. Then when she got on the stage and told them, hey, this is kind of a hoax, but if you want to compete for my affections, then you can stick around. Only half of the herd had thinned out. More than half of the guys stuck around to be eliminated and just butchered like cattle. All right, you've got brown eyes, get out of here. I want tall, dark, and handsome, et cetera, et cetera. So that particular event, what that spoke to me, what that represents in 2018 is how easy it is for women to get dick and how thirsty you are. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Dog, let me tell you something. That shit brought a tear to my cake-ass eyes because you know what? In the Serengeti, y'all guys got to understand the law or the rule of the game, man. I love women like this, Donovan, because some bitch motherfuckers got to buy her dinners. Some motherfuckers got to buy her drink. And I love, man, if I could give them motherfuckers a fruit basket, Donovan, and say thank you for that shit, because you know what? I think I looked in her purse, and I could have swore she was either texting you or Jonathan afterwards, and that's what you guys don't understand. She is going to fuck with the weak. That's what women do. They fuck with the weak, but they suck the dick of men. That's just right. How it goes. And all those – look, all we saw was the cupcakes. Matter of fact, they were, quote-unquote, our workers. So we can't get mad at our workers because that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to pander. They're supposed to apologize. They're supposed to beg. So, Donovan, who am I? Who am I to stop – these cupcake-ass motherfuckers for being cupcakes, man.
Listen, do you know how many times, do you know how many husbands and boyfriends have fed me?
Now, I know.
How could you have been fed by husbands or boyfriends? How is that working out? Well, when your girlfriend or wife used to come to my Vegas high-rise at the Soho just off the Vegas Strip at 9:30, 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock, right? This has happened to me dozens of times, right? She has a plate of food. And or she has like, you know, the box they give you the restaurant, right? They have, you know, the steak, the potatoes, blah, 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 things that I like to eat. So yeah. you're the guy who takes her out on an early date at 8 o'clock. And she says, oh, my friend just called. She's going through a breakup and she really needs me. OK, she comes to my house and she feeds me. So by virtue, you are feeding me. This is a microcosm of the thirst. So, yeah, listen, far be it from me, just like Steve said, to besmirch the people who have probably been the most gracious to me without knowing it.
Yeah, I'll just say, like, you know, back in my days of peak evil, I would tell these chicks, like, you bring me stuff, but there's a caveat. If you want to bring me presents, you have to spend your boyfriend or husband's money only. You would see their faces would light up, and they would do it. That was my caveat. Like, you bring me my Chipotle, you bring me my gym bags, you bring me my protein, whatever. But I just said you have to make sure you use your husband's money. Evil, I know, but whatever. But let me talk about that Tinder thing real quick. So if you guys are subscribed to me on YouTube, you saw that I did the top 100 reasons to swipe left on the girl who did the Tinder scam, right? Because I just saw this girl. She is a hard six, right? If that. And, you know, I think that was a good event because it red-pilled a lot of guys. But let's not give her too much credit because the reality is, it was a dude that was behind the whole thing. She was just a puppet. So women aren't that smart. She was smart enough to get out there and be used as a puppet for the attention.
It didn't take brains to pull that off. Yeah. All it took was for her to be a woman. And this is how easy – listen, women don't have to be smart to get male attention. They just have to be a woman. So whether a guy was behind it or not – listen, the whole stage and staging everything, yeah, that was some man shit. But the actual concept, the execution of her getting a bunch of guys to show up, that doesn't take any brain.
Well, one more thing about it, just so, because I deep dive on this thing. So the dude actually hired a team of workers in the Philippines, like 30 women or so, who were texting all of these Tinder guys and keeping them interested in a, over a course of 1 year. And one dude flew from, like, Seattle, I think it was, to go to New York to meet her.
Jeez
and
Christ, man.
And I guess they Steve mentioned that she's texting me and Donovan. She's probably not texting me because she has blocked me on all social media. So she's probably texting Donovan. She's probably running to him to cry.
Well, no, listen, man. Like, I don't fuck wannabe fitness instructors. Like, she is not attractive.
No.
After watching Jonathan's 100 reasons to swipe left on this bitch, yeah, that was definitely it. Let me go to the next phone call guy, Chase Rubidoux. Who is a frequent commenter. Chase, I really, really need you to explain here. It would appear that Chase Rubidoux thinks that the average woman has slept with three guys.
He needs to call in. He needs to call in.
Yeah. He says, consider a bell curve. The average white woman's partners is about three. That means three is the median. Chase, like, I cannot believe that you're serious about that. I've known girls that have fucked three guys within an hour. And these are girls that we've run trains on, and these were white women. Like, I don't know. I don't think I can be upset with him. I think that Chase might not be from this country, or he's willfully sticking his head in the sand. The median for the average white woman's body count is three. That is grossly misguided. That has to be an error.
Yeah, that's a guy living in the could be world and not looking at.
He
what
says,
it
"One
is.
Second, I'm double checking my sources, dude. You don't need it."
Donovan, yeah. Again. What you got to understand, Chase, and I want to say this with all love to you, I want to say this with love, is that this is why you're going to get ran by women. Because if we can recognize what you're saying as weak, what are those women going to think about? They don't come to you after they pussy look like chewed up meat. They're going to come to you and say, well, I've only had three guys. You're going to be like, okay, I'm telling you, man, you got to wake the fuck up, dude. Wake up.
Here's the thing. Women punish men who do not show a superior aptitude of dealing with women. If a woman tells you that she's only slept with five guys and she sees that you believe her, she will punish you because she knows that you don't know about what women really get up to. In the back of her mind, she thinks, and this is subconsciously, this is all running on autopilot. So her operating system is saying, okay, obviously, like, dude, I fucked five guys last week. And this guy really believes that I've only fucked five guys my entire life. This guy doesn't know shit. So I'm going to use this guy for resources. I may suck his dick every now and again, but I'm going to continue to go over and fuck Donovan until I can find another sucker to feed this guy. Yeah, come on.
And,
like, you don't need it.
And just look, and just Chase, like, you seem like a smart guy, analytical guy, okay? So look, think about this, okay? Just let's very, very baseline data, okay? The woman who says that she has only been with three guys, how do they collect that data? She has to admit to it. She has to say it.
Ooh.
So already right there, that's a lie. It is not necessarily a lie, but it is data that is not 100% verifiable. She can say whatever number she wants. And all women lie about their body count, dude. Yeah. They all lie about it. They all lie about it. So if that is what you're basing your reference point for data collection is, then, like, yeah, that's not – it's inaccurate. It's not a good source of data. So
here's a good source to go to. Go to the subreddit 2X chromosomes. Any man who doubts the licentiousness and sluttiness and promiscuity of women, go to 2X chromosomes. Okay, we got girls on there talking about, yeah, I'm good to my boyfriend. I haven't cheated on him yet because I'm a good girlfriend. Wait, cheated on him yet? So already – already she's admitting to you that she is about to fuck guy number two.
Don,
you don't think this girl has fucked guy number three by now? Come on. Like, that is – I don't know. I think Chase is coming from a very naive standpoint. I don't really think that he has all of the information. Steve, let's go back to the phone line.
Yeah, real quick, Donovan. Last week I went on my dating chat line and I pulled over 27 women that wanted to fuck me. Just off the telephone. So Jay, what you got to do, you got to trust your Uncle Donovan and Uncle J-Dog over there to realize these bitches ain't shit. All right, well, the next call we got is area code 754, then we got 229. 754, you're on, sir.
All right, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I just want to say a comment and then also a quick question. I'm here at the beach. Sorry for the little background noise. But Jerry from Fort Lauderdale – just wanted to say
hey,
that
up,
listening to the – hey, what's up, man? listen to the Red Man Group. I started this journey on the Red Pill about 6 months ago. I've been working on bettering myself, doing hard stuff, discipline, following discipline, keeping my mindset in shape, and just not really. And as I found, as I've done that, I become less and less concerned about what other people think. And I was kind of like listening to the talk show today and trying to find out what consistently bettering yourself and being like a master player like you are, Donovan, or you are, both you guys are. And I was just wondering about the your concern or your questions. No, I'm sorry. Losing my train of thought on your comments about that. And then the other thing I was going to mention about the MGTOW, the guys that go out and fuck sex dolls, I don't really know if, should we really be listening to these guys for advice? Because isn't that kind of like beta kind of mindset?
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, good questions, Jerry. And shout out to Jerry down there in South Florida. Yeah, guys like TFM. Listen, man, I mean, there's no love lost between us, whatever. Water under the bridge at this point, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, TFM to me, he's probably DDJ's equal. Like, those guys speak the same language. Those guys are probably as knowledgeable about the ravage of feminism, the parasite that feminism is. That being said, I don't know how DDJ feels about, I mean, dude, he's got four kids, so obviously, I would assume he's having sex with actual women. But yeah, I mean, listen, man, the thing is this, is that, okay, yeah, listen, TFM makes a lot of, he gives a lot of great commentary, but as far as advice, like, listen, I would not follow, if you're looking to be successful with women, don't listen to guys like TFM. Don't listen to his dating advice. Listen, he makes a strong case as to why it's risky to date women these days. But then you listen to guys like us. Listen, we admit that it's risky, but we're here to give you the things to mitigate as much of that risk as possible, because at the end of the day, we all love pussy. That's the way I feel about that. What about you, Steve?
What was the second – what was this question? I remember you wanted to know the first one about – what was the first question?
Yeah, it was something about being a player or something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, how and should we listen to MGTOW? Well, okay, again, I only can speak for myself. I don't deal with or associate with those people, because I don't know about them, because I only deal with man shit. Not to say they're not, but I'm just saying for me that this is why I'm honored to be with a Donovan Sharp, and I'm honored to be with a Jonathan, because these are men that stand on their name. They don't stand on just abbreviations and shit. They stand on their name, and they're more solution based. So if you want to deal with problematics, I guess go over there. But if you want to get what you need to know how to get women, then you need to come here. Now, the second thing about the player thing I want to say real quick is, this is y'all's problem. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, stop going after the fucking pussy, man. See, the thing that y'all don't understand is this. When I meet a woman, I'm not going after a pussy, because I know I'm going to be fucking her anyway. I'm asking the question.
It's already yours.
It's already mine. So y'all guys got to start to get to this mindset, is what is this bitch going to bring to me? And I don't mean to call her bitch, but I get around Jonathan and Donovan. They give me cussing and shit. Yeah, they bring it out me and shit. But I'm just saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying for you, young man, is if you want to get on our boat and do what we're doing, then you're going to have to follow the mindset of what we're saying and stop listening to these motherfuckers that are sitting around bitching, whining, and complaining, brother, because we don't do that shit.
I'll add to what you just said. And listen, I was in that boat too. When you first find – men find the red pill because of women. Sexual frustration and heartbreak, those are the two biggest reasons that men eventually find the red pill. But when you're in when you live the red pill life long enough, you do start to figure out, well, wait a minute. If I stop chasing pussy, pussy's eventually going to start chasing me. And I think that's what a lot of people are – and again, listen, shout out to Jerry. Jerry's as knowledgeable as they come, but he's just learned the red pill. So I try to take it easy on guys who are new to the red pill. Pussy, pussy, pussy is what it's all about. But when you – at some point, when you do what Rolla says, make yourself your own mental point of origin. Make it not about the pussy. Guys figure out, wait a minute, I don't really have to be pussy to get pussy thrown at me. Then they can spend less time on it. Not everybody's Steve the D. What are your thoughts, Jonathan?
I mean, you just look. Yeah, look, the big towels, I have to say, okay, look, there's two types of guys in this world, right?
And they're not all the same, by the way. MGTOWs are not all created equal.
Well, yeah, look, the bottom line is this. Look, guys like me and Donovan and Steve, okay, we don't have time to sit around and read into all this fucking data because we're too busy kicking ass and getting pussy, okay? That's the big difference. I don't have fucking time to read the CDC reports of how many girls got STDs and blah, blah, blah. I already innately know from living through life, like, oh, wow, there's a lot of psychos out there. Like, just, like, raw data. But I don't have time to sit around and do all this research and stuff. So if you want to collect raw data, these MGTOW guys are fine, but you're just going to collect data on the fact that you already know that the current state of women is screwed up and you don't like it. But if you want to get applicable data on how to get women, how to, like, look how me and Donovan never met, but we both know about the body language, like night and day, right? We know the seduction cues. We know how to pull. We know how to trick them into coming back to our place earlier. We know how to use their manipulation and spin it around and manipulate them right back. We know these things. And the MGTOW guys don't know that because these guys have low EQ.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, like, high IQ brainiac guys, and they don't know how to interact and deal with women. So it depends on what you want. If you want to collect raw, hard facts on, like, why feminism sucks and, like, you know, justifiable data, sure. Study these MGTOW guys, but if you want to know how to be a man, how to lift weights, how to defend yourself in a fight, how to make money on your own terms, none of these dudes here, we don't have bosses. Nobody tells us what to do.
Fuck no.
Right? And if you know, if you want to learn how to be like us and how to, like, just run through. I got nephews over here, so I can't be being all dirty. But, you know, you want to learn to run through these girls, you know? We're your guys. If you want to study about these facts and stuff, go over there.
Listen, don't get me wrong. There's definitely a great utility in knowing what you're up against. Because I think that half the battle, like they used to tell us in G.I. Joe, is knowing. You have to know, I don't want to call it your enemy, because women really aren't our enemy unless we give her that access. A woman can't be your enemy if you're a man. Right. Like, if you're a man's man, she can't be your enemy. She's not really on that level. But having that knowledge, having the knowledge of feminism, how it's affected men, how it's affected women, I think it's effective. But at some point you have to stop reading, stop consuming, go out and live that red pill life. And I think that's where a lot of, and listen, there's nothing wrong with MGTOW guys. I just don't really agree with one of their solutions, which is check out of the dating market. A lot of MGTOWs say, hey, we need to repeal the 19th Amendment. You know what? Yeah, maybe, but that's not going to happen. It needs to be like it was back in the 1950s. It ain't the 1950s. We're about viable solutions. Do we wish that they would repeal the 19th Amendment? Of course, but we don't talk about wish. What's the difference between you and me is I tell it how it is and you tell it how it might be. That's what we're doing here in our sector of the web. So yeah, listen, you know, guys like TFM, they have a lot to offer the manosphere, but if you're looking for the answer, okay, like, listen, they've got the problem. He understands what the problems are. But if you're looking for real world anecdotal evidence of how to navigate the sexual marketplace, this is definitely, yeah, Rob215 just says adapt and adjust. This is what we do as men. Let's go and take one more phone call, okay. Steve, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, real quick, Donovan, but here's my question. How can you talk about child support and a woman taking your money when you're going your own fucking way? Where the fuck are you going? I mean, how the fuck? I mean, you ain't even getting women, so why are you worried about shit that has nothing to do with you if you ain't even going after the women?
You know what? It's interesting. I think that different people, because there are guys in the manosphere that listen to me. They don't listen to everything I say. They say, okay, well, I can't really use what Donovan said in this episode, but I can really use what he said here. You know, listen, we're a buffet. We're sort of, you know, we're a la carte. You don't have to buy the combo. You can listen to some things. You can forego others.
Right.
So as far as MGTOWs, low-level MGTOWs are concerned, again, listen, man, a lot of those guys are jaded, and listen, jaded does not – just because you're jaded and bitter, that doesn't mean it's devoid of wisdom or truth.
Right.
Guys are bitter and jaded for a reason. but at some point you have to break out of that.
Okay.
And you don't want to get stuck in the anger phase. So get all the knowledge you want, but at some point you have to start putting this stuff into action.
Okay.
Acta non verba. Just like Rollo Tomasi says, you have to explicate, not you have to demonstrate, don't explicate.
Right.
Stop talking about the red pill and go out and red pill.
All right. Well, we got area code 229. What's your question, sir?
Hey, Steve Donovan. Jonathan, what's up, man? It's Sean from Tampa.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? How you doing, brother?
What up, dude?
I'm good, man. I heard a dude talking just a little while ago about the Me Too stuff, and I wanted to call in real quick about a little story that happened last week. I was playing a gig, and it's just a small place at a wine bar, and as I got done, there was a table full of five chicks off to the right, and the place was kind of emptying out, and this long-haired dude comes walking up. It's like a little sidewalk area. And he starts running game on him. He's trying. And, dude, they are shaming this guy like crazy. Like, and he's saying stuff like, look, ladies, chivalry's not dead. Look, see, I picked this thing up off the ground that fell off your table. And I'm just cringing. I'm like, oh, my God, this fucking guy. So I'm just rolling up my cables, packing up guitars and whatnot, about to get out of there. And as I go to walk by, they've already shamed the dude. He's kicking rocks. As I walk by, they start making the same type of comments he was making towards them. They're making them towards me. So he was interested in the stage right now. I'm ignoring them, and now they're interested in me. And I'm walking by, and one of them says, ooh, I'd like to pull his ponytail and get a hold of that. That's what I hear. And I don't pay any mind. I take my gear, go to the car. As I come back, she kind of she looks down at my CDs on a little table. She goes, so – I could take one of those. I said, you could buy one of those. It blew her mind. She's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, you're not getting shit for free. It's over.
Right.
So she actually reaches down though. She goes, what if I just take what I want? And I was like, what would that be? She reaches down and just gets a handful of ass. She grabs my ass. And I just looked at him with a calm face and said, hashtag him too. And they started laughing. They fucking laughed and giggled. And I was like, I'm doing the same thing that you guys are just doing to him. I'm calling you out. Like, you were shaming him, and now I'm calling you out with the hashtag him too. Like, we could say you just sexually assaulted me. Now, I'm not going to call the cops. I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to give them an example.
Of course not.
Dude, they just laughed and laughed and laughed. So I just wanted to see what you guys made of that. Like, chicks that have these incredible double standards when it comes to that.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. I think the double standard comes from the physical strength of men. Listen, we as men, we can defend ourselves. That's really what it comes down to. But in the workplace, things of that nature, if we're I guess men do get sexually harassed in the workplace, but we can handle it, right? Like, if a woman who's coming on to us, listen, Betty, like, I'm not trying to be rude here, but I like my job, and if anything were to happen between us, I don't know, just brush her off, whatever the case may be. If she keeps coming after you, okay, maybe you can game her out of some Christmas cookies or something like that. I used to do this with fat bitches in the office. They used to try to hit on me all the time. I didn't really shoo them away. I'd make them do stuff for me. Hey, go get me a soda. Hey, go get me this. And they always do it, and you never give them the basically friend zone these bitches. But yeah, we as men, we're more adept at handling that stuff. Women, on the other hand, don't think that they are. They think that anytime a man just comes on to them and suggests, hey, let's go out and get a cup of coffee. Oh my God, I've been raped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chase just said something in chat. He just fessed up to say, like, he was sorry about whatever. But Chase, look, you don't have to say you're sorry, man. You just didn't know.
Good.
And it's fine. We're not here to, like, attack you and demonize you. But if we know what you're saying is, like, clearly wrong, what kind of teachers would we be if we didn't correct you?
There you go. Final thoughts, guys.
Dude, I think this is great. I think last time we did this, we had 80 at our peak. Now we have 120. I see this show getting bigger.
Yep.
The post-game show, as I like to call it. And, yeah, man, I just thanks, everybody, for watching. I didn't get to speak too much, and, you know, I have, like, all the family chaos going on
right now.
It's all good. Just loving it. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be in Denver next week. So if anybody wants to, I've had some guys hit me up. They want to do a meetup. So if you want to do some kind of, like, low-key meetup, we can do it. Just don't be a fucking weirdo when I meet you. That's about it. And, you know.
I'm your biggest fan, Jonathan.
I love you, Jonathan.
I don't mind that. Just, like, you know, I'm going to bring my girl with me. So don't be a creepo. Don't be a weirdo. I'm going to have to knock you out in public. But, yeah, follow me on Instagram, @modernlifedating. Hit me up, and we can chat and have a beer in real life.
Good stuff, Steve.
No doubt, man. This thing is growing. It's getting big, man. Much love to everybody in there. And if you want to fuck with your boy, just go to themanmindset.com. Fuck with me, man. We got lots of information. But we also have a free dating chat line where you guys, you want women, we got the chat line. All you got to do is go there, call, and start, you know, talking. It's going to cost you if you want to reply back to the bitches. But I'm trying to show you, especially old Chad boy, Chase. You get on that motherfucker and call and talk some yak and watch how many bitches try to throw the pussy at you so you can see it's more than three. But Jonathan, much love to y'all, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, thank you guys for coming on. Shout out to Rob Cruz with a $5 contribution. Freelance, $5. Pug Dad, $10. Charles Caballero, $9. Kevin Ibanez, $6. Thank you guys again for taking the time out and joining us today. I know we all have very, very busy schedules. I have two more consultations after this, and then hopefully I'll be able to watch the college football playoff as well as UFC 232. So a busy, busy day for me. Thank you guys for joining us today. We will see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel for the Red Man Group After Party. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you.